You're tuned into KRCU. I'm Dan Woods, and I'm joined in the studio now by Katie Hill. She's the director of the Cape Public Library. Hi there, Katie.
Hi. Thanks for having me today.
Well, it's good to have you here. We have several things we'd like to talk about with you. First, tell us about the status of the library now with COVID. How are you guys operating, and how can folks access your services right now?
So we are open to the public, but it is an amended opening. So what we have available right now is that people can come in and browse. So they can come in, look at books, decide what they want to check out. We still have our drive-through services, so people can put holds on items and then pick them up through the drive-through. So completely contactless. The other thing is that we have no seating available. And that's just a precaution. That way, when people are not coming in to read newspapers, they're not coming in for studying. You come in, you get your items, and then you leave. And that way we can keep people moving. We do have a restriction on the number of people that are allowed in the building at a given time. Luckily, we've never hit that restriction, that cap. And then we also have computer appointments available. So we do have computer services available for people that need to apply for jobs, answer emails, do homework, those types of things. But those are also restricted on the amount of time that you can spend in the building. And so that's what we're doing now. We have transitioned all programming to online. Usually we have a lot of in-person programming for all ages, but we've transitioned that into all virtual. So we have live story times. Those are all being done through either Facebook Live or Instagram. And then we also have, for adults, we have programs that are offered via Zoom. So the Zoom platform that people can log in and interact virtually.
So most things are there, just in a different way.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. That's great. Now, one of the things we wanted to ask you about was this new Lit Locker program. First of all, what is a Lit Locker, and what's this program all about?
Yeah, so a Lit Locker, the name comes from Literature Locker, Lit Locker.
Okay.
And it's a remote locker system. It's a smart locker system. And what it allows for is it's a vending machine, basically. It's kind of like a red box, but for library materials. So just like now you can place holds on items and pick them up at the drive-thru, you can place holds on items and pick them up at this remote locker, at our Lit Locker. And it's going to be, it's actually installed now. Today's the first day that it's gone live. And it is at the lobby of the Shawnee Park Center. So this is a partnership with the Cape Girardeau Parks and Rec Department. And they have given us this space within their lobby where this unit is set up. So once you've placed a hold on an item or multiple items, you'll get a notification, either email or text, to say your item is available for pickup at the Lit Locker. You take your library card over there, you walk up to the screen, you scan your card, and it'll pop open a locker door for you. You grab your items out of that locker door, close it, and you're on your way. So it's completely contactless. And, you know, you get to do everything on your own without interacting with people. We thought that was a great service, especially in light of the pandemic. And it's also opening up resources and accessibility to people on the south side of Cape. So because it is located at the Shawnee Park Center, all you need is a library card in order to access those resources. And just give us a call if you don't have a library card and you need one.
And is this something that was grant funded that allowed you to do this?
Yeah, so it's actually part of the CARES Act funding. It's administered through the State Library of Missouri. It's something that they, CARES Act distributed the money to the state, who then divvied it out between different organizations. And so the State Library was one of those organizations that received that funding. And they specified what it had to be spent on, which was coronavirus activities, stuff either PPE, new technologies, new services, things of that nature. And so that's why we decided to target this new type of service.
Katie Hill is the director of the Cape Girardeau Public Library. And Katie, we thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.